up? Welcome everybody to another edition of Tell It How It Is, No Filter. Thanks for joining me. Fourth quarter. Winter is here, I've said it already. Hope you're dressing warm. The weather's kind of funny. You know, sometimes in the daytime with the sunlight, we may be fooled into thinking it's not as cold, but when nighttime hit, it's a problem. So just be mindful of that. You know, a lot of people getting sick. I was able to tell a colleague of mine the other day, when you feel little symptoms of a cold, you attack it from all angles immediately. That means you get your tea. You put your honey lemon Halls in the tea. You also have honey in the tea. I would love those crystal honey ginger, honey turmeric, those type of teas, the crystallized, not the tea bag. You combine all of these. You have about two or three of those a day. At the same time, the emergency packs, the vitamin C powder, emergency packs. You attack that probably twice a day. And you just recycle these steps. And that's how you attack a cold from all angles. So I gave that advice to a colleague. He felt much better a day or two later and gave me my flowers for that. So that's some advice if you didn't already know. Of course, there's other things. There's turmeric and ginger, period. The wellness shots, you know, and the ginger shots and all of that. But attack from all angles. All right. Drop a little science to switch this up for this segment. I'm switching it up a little bit. Okay, consolidated loans only deal with unsecured debt. That's credit cards, medical bills, utility bills. In some cases, student loans, but it's very sketchy. I even actually checked in on that, and the student loans I have, they don't cover. These are instances in which credit was given without any collateral requirement. So when you try to get a consolidated loan, meaning you're meshing everything together, making one payment to get rid of everything, these are the only things that you can put into this. Secured debt includes home and car loans. And I would guess the rest of college loans who aren't under the umbrella of unsecured debt. All right. So I just wanted to briefly go over that for people who are trying to get their life in order. As far as the credit repair programs and people you may know that can fix your credit that way, just give me a few episodes till I confirm that for you. There are ways, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is to pay in mind in general that your credit is something you should take very serious if you didn't already know. Especially be getting up there. The older you are, it kind of starts to look very irresponsible if your credit is not up to par by certain ages. Like, it's time to grow up. And I'm not judging or throwing shade like my shit is 100. Well, in this case, 850. But being aware of it and making attempts to do something about it is a beautiful thing. So continue to care about that and work on that. All right? So that's definitely a different start. I want to shout out Dave Ramsey. A lot of the callers and the people that he talked to, they made some bad decisions. I don't want to really like bash them too much, but I love like the positive energy that show portrays. The two books that stand out that I would suggest you check and look into, I haven't fully looked into them myself, but every episode, I've watched a couple episodes and it's repetitive on us knowing what's the contents in these two books. So one is called From Paycheck to Purpose and the other one is Total Money Makeover. So check out the Dave Ramsey Show. I don't have to spell that right. You can spell that. That's a simple name. And shout out to him. Keep doing what you're doing. Put my mind in a very good perspective as far as how to budget your money, what not to spend. It's just time. It's time for all of us to get about whatever hole we're in financially, whatever is stopping us, whatever holds us back. Good habits, bad habits, just overall shit. It's time to stop just being aware and do something about it. It's not going to be overnight. It's not going to be overnight, but pay attention and just try to chip away at the stress that it causes. You know what I mean? It's very hard to change lifestyles sometimes. It's very hard to adjust the situation sometimes. Life blindsides the fuck out of you. You know what I mean? But you gotta just, you know what I mean? Do the best you can, man. Just do the best you can. I believe you can make it. I'll say a prayer for you, say a prayer for me. Not super religious, but there is a higher being. All right. This is a no-brainer someone threw my way, but I'm gonna do it just because I acknowledge all of everybody's input and to even pay attention to my platform to give me something to give to the people I'm grateful for. But this is a no-brainer, like I said. Your health or financial freedom? I'm gonna tie in that health thing more later. Health, guys and gals. What the hell is the money gonna do if you're dying? I mean, it's like I said, I'm not wasting no real time here. Health, bottom line. Speaking of that, I'm gonna go in order. So remember I said, just work on yourself, work on your debt, work on just being better, relieving some of the stress of these, you know, all we do is work and pay bills. You know what I mean? I think sometimes you get numb. I may have experienced this, where you're so used to working that if you do get a moment to chill and turn up, and that's whatever description you have for turn up, I can't really even enjoy the turn up. Not to a maximum level, though. Like, as hard as I go to work and the energy I put forth to try to work and bust my ass, I don't have that same energy when it's hanging out. Or at least every other time. So I think you also, like I said, get numb to the hangout. But you must make time for the things that are pleasurable to you. You ever work so much that you kind of lose you? Like, what? Right now, ask yourself, and this is a freestyle, it's not even on here. Ask yourself, what do you like to do? What brings you joy? What fulfills you? What can take your mind off of any stress that you're dealing with? Name one thing. Put in the comments. I'm gonna use this. I always say that and then wind up using something else, right? But name one thing. Cause it's kind of hard. The more busy you are, the more you got goals, the more you gotta handle BI, the less you can say, damn, what if I got a minute a day for myself, what do I wanna do with that time? What will bring me the most satisfaction? And don't let nobody judge you. It could be as dry as the within recent times, what I've done is revisit watching The Wire. Now, I can watch that countlessly. That might be shallow. That might be like, I mean, how many times can you watch that? And what fulfillment are you really getting out of it? But that was just an example. Because the bottom line is about you and what joy you get out of it. It doesn't matter what it really is, right? All right. How to insert yourself in like-minded people's lives. So, you know, everybody change, you know? Everybody levels up, wakes up, and some never do. So, there's a bunch of excuses or reasons why the same folks you've been around for however many years, you defend and you go, well, I grew up with this person. This person I knew since 2004, three, whatever. You want to put some stamps on it to time. What have they done? No disrespect. What have they done elevating in the time you've known them? If it's the same progress that you have and you are content with the progress you have, then you can keep these friends. But if you and whoever you call friends or whoever you surround yourself with has no progress, or similar progress to you that you're not happy with. I don't want to say cut off completely, but nothing's gonna change if you put them first. That's hard. Go back to what I'm saying about the grinding and working all the time. So when you do get a minute to chill, these are the folks you're probably gonna go to. People who are not really getting anywhere. Because there's a difference. I think we don't break them down into the categories correctly. People look at folks like, okay, this person is just complacent, works the bare minimum, just does what's asked of that person with no goals, no real reach to do better. They do whatever, they do just enough to survive. You may look at that as lame. You may look at that as not fulfilling. But as long as that person can face themselves and they're good with it, what can you say? Happiness amongst self is first. How you feel about you? I have a little message on my phone. I look at every once in a blue. You gotta want to spend the rest of your life with you first. You. If you had to be dolo, if you had to be alone, you gotta want to spend the rest of your life with yourself. So if you could handle that, that don't bother you, then do you. Let me not get too off subject though. You have those folks that do the bare minimum. They get their paycheck. They could just cover bills and leave them with a little something, something on the side, and that's that, and they go with that. Okay. That's popular. Then you got the people who aim high, who are excelling better and better every year. They're getting shit done. They're fucking winning. They're kicking ass, right? And you go, wow, that's a success story to talk about. And all things fruitful and beautiful are coming their way. You know what I mean? It's wonderful. So those are the two you look at. But you got a lot of folks that there is a middle to those two characteristics and beings. There's the ones who bust their ass. I mean, the way they grind is ridiculous. But they had a late start. They messed up so much that even though they busting their butt on paper, and if you look at them, you come across them, you experience them, if you don't know the background story, you don't know the deep, dark, down shit they really facing, or what's really going on outside of wherever you see them, you think they good, right? Like, damn, I'm motivated. That motherfucker don't play. He be at work. He do his music. He do his podcast. Motherfucker, don't stop. What fuels you, yo? But if you made mistake after countless mistake, no one's checked you on it. No one that cares. You see, there's a difference of getting checked, judged, criticized by people who don't have your best interests at heart. But the ones that do need to check you. It's a little check. May come off harsh. But you need that, though, to get your head back in the game. Because as much as you might think somebody's busting their ass, no matter how much you feel like you going in, there's always room for more going in. I know it's but only 24 hours in a day. I know there's only but so much hours you can work. But this, you gotta open your mind and say, what else can I do? Where can I cut corners on my budgeting, how I spend? Still live comfortably, still make a difference, still have people value you, respect you, trust you. But what could I do more? And it should never stop. You should always be aiming for better. It's not overnight. That's the biggest thing, patience. It's easy to just keep going and keep going and keep going and work. And today, let me see how much overtime I could get, how much money I could get this check, where I could cut corners this way, where I could do better here, where I can just... And you give yourself a migraine, you'd be dizzy. Because you're like, it's but so much cutting corners, but so much breaking down, it's but so much hours. Why can't I crack a dent? Why am I not moving at the pace I want to? You gotta dig deep. There's no answer. It's per individual. I'm still trying to figure that out myself. I will say this before I end part one. Men, don't let the word therapy make you uncomfortable. Therapy is needed. Sometimes. Not forever. It could be just a window, a month, 2 months, 3 months. Just something to get you motivated. You may be against the whole talking to strangers about your problems. But I'm telling you, it could be helpful. The thing is, you should just at least give it a try. I don't think I really have to tell women, because there's going to be women that already have done that, are open to that, and then there's going to be women that's like men, that they're not doing it. I can't push you. You know, I could bring you to the water. I can't make you drink. You know what I'm saying? But don't knock therapy. I feel like everyone should try it. Shit, I feel like there's different levels, different subjects. I wish it could be each, because I don't think a therapist can solve everything about you. You pick the area that you think that they're good at, and you give them that information and let them mold you, not mold you, let them repair you in what they're good at. Then you may have to find another one for another area of you that needs repair. Don't knock it till you try it. I'll be back for part 2.